Yoga Nidra for Surrender. It's time for you to rest. Hang up your Do Not Disturb sign. Take some time to lie down or recline and get really comfortable. You can lie on your side or maybe your back. It might be nice to have your knees supported. Have a blanket to keep warm and cozy and support for your head. There's time to faff around with cushions and supports so you can get as comfortable as you can. Letting your shoulders release, softly settling down. Sinking into your resting place. Letting your eyes softly close now or soften. Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome to this safe, protected place of rest, to your home. Just arriving here is enough. We've burnt the to-do list and the hard part is over. There is no wrong way to do it. It's all an invitation and you can take it or leave it just as you please. All of you is welcome here, most especially the wounded, grumpy, the judgy parts. And they are invited to rest here too. The intention of this practice is to sink into surrender. Noticing your breath, the uniqueness of each breath, just soft, effortless. You're fine just as you are. Noticing how each breath holds the seasonal cycle. Each cycle subtly different and yet the same. Effortless and soft. The start of the in-breath. The dawn of spring. Coming into the fullness of summer. Then releasing into the autumn of the out-breath. Before the quiet of winter. Notice how the seasons roll effortlessly through you. The inevitability of it, without any pushing or trying involved. The building of the in-breath, filling and expanding, always followed by the release and emptying of the out-breath. The building of spring and summer, filling and expanding you, always followed by the release and emptying of the autumn and winter. Spring and summer bringing you out into the world. And autumn and winter bringing you home to yourself. Notice how you let go into the release. For a few breath cycles, at your own pace. Perhaps connecting with the pleasure in the out-breath. No pushing needed here. In your own way, at your own pace. Just for a few rounds, enjoy the out-breath. all the way to the end of the breath. As you observe your breath as it comes and goes softly, deeply. And take a moment now to imagine that something good is coming your way. A pleasing sense of anticipation as the good stuff comes towards you. Notice how this feels in the body. Perhaps there's an opening or a softening, an inner smile. Noticing the inner smile as it softens you. Let yourself beam. Bringing your attention now to the body. We're going to take a journey, a walk to the places in the body and imagining they were each touched by kindness, a warm, reassuring touch. Starting by bringing kindness between the eyebrows, bringing kindness to the tongue, at the tip, the length of the tongue, at the root of the tongue. Feeling kindness in the place where your collarbones meet on the upper chest, in the little hollow. And on the right shoulder, the warmth of kindness through the arm to the elbow, the bones of the wrist, and the centre of the palm. Feeling kindness in the corners of the nails of the right thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Then walking back up the right arm to the armpit. Kindness sliding down the ribs like honey and into the waist, into the right groin and hip, and on down the front and back of the right thigh, to the front and back of the knee, a kind touch to the calf and the shin and the ankle. To the top of the right foot and the sole of the right foot. The corners of the nails of each toe, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Letting kindness flow back up through the ankle, knee, and hip. Kind touch to the centre of the pubic bones. The navel. Solar plexus, the heart, and back to the centre of the collarbones. Out to the left shoulder joint, the warmth of kindness through the arm, to the left elbow, left wrist, the centre of the palm. Kindness in the corners of the nails of the left thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Travelling back up the left arm into the left armpit. And kindness opening the ribs like honey on the left side and waist and groin and hip. And down the front and back of the left thigh, the left knee, calf and shin and ankle. The top of the left foot and the sole of the left foot. The corners of the nails of each toe, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Letting the kindness flow back up through the ankle, knee and hip. Coming to the back of the body now. Feeling a warm touch of kindness to the sacrum and the low back. And each part of your spine moving up to the waist, behind the lungs, behind the heart, to the top of the back, shoulder blades left and right, in the neck, kindness at the base of the skull, warm. The back of the head, the crown of the head, the forehead. A kind touch to the left temple and right temple, the left eyelid and right eyelid, between the eyebrows, all the way down to the tip of the nose. Left cheek and right cheek, left jaw and right jaw, top lip and bottom lip, the place where the lips kiss together. Kindness in the hollow where the collarbones meet, and trickling down the midline of the body to touch the heart, down to the lower belly, to settle now above the pubic bone, where the kindness sinks deep into the body. The warmth of kindness sinks into the place of the right ovary and the left ovary. The womb, cervix, vagina, clitoris, vulva, feeling the kindness radiating the pelvic bowl. And on the in-breath, feel that the kindness expands to fill the whole body. And on the out-breath, it draws back into the pelvic bowl. Breathing in to expand, kindness all through. Breathing out intensifies the sense of kindness in the pelvis. Just moving between these two states with the breath. Perhaps the in-breath expands kindness beyond the body. Maybe. Each out-breath intensifying the kindness into the pelvic bowl. And holding both at the same time, both expansive kindness through the whole body and a deep, strong, centered kindness in the womb space, in the pelvic bowl, both at the same time. What's that like to have both? Just for a heartbeat. And letting that go now. Imagine that you could journey down inside, into the pelvic bowl, where you find you can rest in a safe, comfortable nest with just the right kind of softness, just the right cushions and blankets for you to rest perfectly. So you can observe how the gleaming, resilient structure of the pelvis encircles you and holds you safe, free from worries or cares. You are protected here. Take time to admire this beautiful home, celebrating the resilience of a life lived and survived. Finding in this safe citadel a place to rest, curling up now in this safe haven. You feel the protection of the pelvic bowl around you, containing. And deep inside this sacred space, you find a golden seed, buried in layers of the sweetest aromatic wrappings, painted with intricate designs and symbols. This golden seed seems to pulsate with potency, and yet is covered by a hard shell. The shell is intricate and beautiful and burnished, as though it has been polished and treasured over many years. You press the golden seed to your heart, and in doing so, it seems to vibrate and warm in your hands. It offers you the promise of a different way of being. Knowing you must take great care of this precious seed, you find the perfect place to plant it, deep, deep down, back into the layers of aromatic wrappings, each layered with blessings and gifts and resources to nourish her. Seeing her settling safe back down, resting in her beautiful shell until the season for growth comes again. Noticing the breath once more. And the seasonal cycle in the breath. With no need to push or change the breath, name the seasons as they roll through you. Spring, summer, autumn, and winter. The in-breath of spring into the full expansion of summer. The out-breath releasing from autumn into the quiet of winter. Your belly rising with the in-breath and falling back with the out-breath. Just checking in again with that inner smile, something good is coming your way. Feeling that inner smile as you open to receive goodness. Notice how this feels. And back to the breath. Noticing how the in-breath starts to trickle more strongly into the nooks and crannies of your body as you breathe life into the dry places. Breathing life into moist places, opening into curves and hollows. Breathing into the elbows and knees. Breathing yourself into dips and unknown places. Warming dry places, numb places. Breathing into each toe and under each fingernail, into wrinkles and tightness and scars and freckles and wobbly bits as you return towards the here and now, hearing the sound of your breath as it moves in your nose, sound of the body, and the sound in the room around you. Sounds of the room. And the sounds beyond the room as you come back towards the here and now, safe and sound in your comfortable place, letting yourself stretch in any way that feels good for your body to move. You can rest a little longer if you want to before you let your eyes softly open. As we close this practice of Yoga Nidra to sink into surrender, coming back into the here and now, give yourself some gentle integration time to potter about before returning to your day. And congratulations on giving yourself this rest. It will benefit many more people than you know.